We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on Radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone, Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And Intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And Happy New Year. We're here with Louie Louie once again. How you doing, Lou?
Louie.
Happy New Year, fellas. How you doing?
Everybody's in the basement right now. Look at us. Like cave dwellers, we're like. 2021.
Stereotype. We're all in the basement.
I love it. I've been in the basement my whole life. So it's like, this isn't like abnormal to me. You know, I got a whole world down here. I could cook. I've got tons of groceries and, you know, stock shelves with tomato sauce. I'm good for like years down here.
You know, I was thinking of you this morning because we run a promo. If you listen on radio.com, talks about how much you love your pumpkin spice latte and that you always run into Starbucks for it. I think they're officially out. That's it. It's done.
Well, yeah, the season's over. Well, now they got some new thing I saw. I got to check it out. I got my Starbucks Stars app, and they sent me a new drink just a couple of days ago. So got to get down there and check that out.
So let me ask you something. When you get to the counter, and you're a fully grown man, you ask the guy at the counter, you say, how many stars do I have? Is that what
you- No, I check my app. I've got tons of free beverages right now. I can get donuts and scones and everything. You know?
Wow. That and $2.25 will get you on the friggin' bus.
You get free almond milk with everything.
I know. Free almond milk, everything. I'm trying to get a little healthier this year, 2021. You know, it's a new year. You want to change your way. So easing back on the cigars. I haven't had one cigar in 3 months.
So really?
I'm laying back on that, you know.
Well, wait a minute. In an ordinary month, like, and I'm saying at your worst, how many cigars would you have a month?
I don't know. Maybe in a month?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eight.
Wow. Jesus.
What?
The hell are you doing? That's unhealthy.
That's two a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but you're just puffing them. You're not inhaling them.
No, come on. That's a lot of smoke.
No, it's not.
I
know guys that have cigars in their mouth permanently. Like they never leave their mouth.
Yeah, and they're all dead.
No, they're not. I mean, it's an enjoyable thing. You know, you have a little glass of spice rum on the side on the rocks with a nice cigar. You know, looking out at the pool, who's better than you?
Yeah, enjoy the cigars. You can enjoy them at Scarpacci, Terra Grossa.
You always got to dampen my day, Anthony.
Those are funeral homes.
You can never let me float on a cloud for a couple of minutes, you know?
You know what I got into lately, speaking of coffee? The espresso kick.
Well, let me explain something to you about espresso. I just heard about this week, Lou. I don't know if you heard about this because I know you drink espresso too. They did a survey of 20,000 people, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was an 8-year survey with 20,000 people, and every day they had two glasses of espresso a day.
Right.
Okay? And out of those 20,000 people within 8 years, no one had any heart disease or any symptoms of cancer. There's a special compound in espresso that kills that.
Huh.
And that's why I drink it twice a day.
Yeah, I have a cup in the morning now because I go in really early. So I knock down a shot before I go in, and it's like, whoa! I'm ready to. I'm bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, I have a little pot, like a two cupper I make in the afternoon, about 2:30. I have two of those. Then at night, I hit one back with Manhattan Special, and I'm good to go.
You can have one at night before you go to sleep.
I could have a pot of espresso at midnight and go to sleep.
Manhattan Special counts in that category?
Yeah, Manhattan Special is pure espresso.
Oh, yeah, it
is. Carbonated espresso.
I didn't know that. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
You could have that too.
Oh, God, I could never have one before I go to sleep. Do you, now, are you one of the people that make the grinds yourself where like you pack it in and then watch it melt, or do you use the pods? Like
I try different types of espresso. Right now, I'm going towards a Jamaican-flavored espresso. Like El Carib, I'll use a little Bucello. I'll have a Pilon, El Pico,
wow.
You know, a little Medaglia d'Oro. You know, I tried them all.
Come to Mr. Joe Cozzi Espresso Store. You're going to go Jamaican crazy, man.
I love it, man. Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. You ever have coffee in Jamaica?
No.
On your
no.
excursions through the Caribbean with your fiance there?
The Dominican Republic, I've had some coffee. That's yeah,
the best coffee comes from the Blue Mountain. It's Blue Mountain coffee from Jamaica. They have to make the best coffee in the world.
Yeah, man. It's the craziest coffee you've ever seen.
It's Yaman. Ah, Ragua. Yeah, okay. All right. That's what I'm doing so far. Coffee's a big deal. This year, I'm saying two cups of espresso every day, and you'll be okay, Ant. Trust me.
I respect that. I like that. I like the new outlook on the health. I still can't join a gym again. I'm petrified to join a gym, especially in Staten Island, where people don't take the virus too seriously.
They do.
Okay. You know, Louie here was at the gym earlier this week. Louie, what happened with you there?
All right, let's sit here, Lou.
I don't know if I should disclose the location because
don't say the name of the gym.
Yeah,
don't say the name of the gym. Just let us know what happened.
I finally went back. I hadn't gone since February, you know, of last year, and I went on the elliptical, and I'm huffing and puffing with the mask on. You know, every time I breathe, it's like a suction cup with the mask.
Uh-huh.
Hard to do it. And I'm looking around, everyone around me, no masks, nothing. Or if they have
How far are they away from you?
Every other elliptical. So
that's 6 feet away.
People are trying to get in between. They're taking the piece of paper off because they don't want to wait. So they're taking it off and going in between. And they have their mask hanging from their neck like an accessory. It's not good. I got a little nervous.
Unbelievable.
I think I'm going to get one of those Peloton or those mirror things for the house.
I like the mirror ones. The mirror ones are nice. You mount it to the wall and you look in it and there's a trainer in the mirror with you.
Yeah, well, you're always looking at yourself in the mirror anyway. So what, you need that guy to tell you how to work out?
No, do not. Especially for like $4,000.
You're the only guy with 12 mirrors in their car. I mean.
You mean cameras?
Yeah.
There's 12 cameras on the
You
car.
Got more mirrors than the lobby at the Borgata in your car. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. You knock my car and you knock the brand, but that brand, I mean, knock on wood here, has financially really helped me over the last couple of months.
I know, and you've helped Elon Musk reach his $191 billion mark.
But at the same time, he helps me because I am a stock investor in Tesla from almost over a year ago when it was nothing, and it's worth like 800 times what it was worth back then.
Really?
That's
I can't
why
believe that he beat out Bezos from Amazon. You know, he has more money than him.
Yeah, well, he did for a day, and then the stock took a crash yesterday. Obviously, this podcast is recorded, and at this time, he's the second richest person in the world. But by the time this airs, he could be the richest person in the world.
So right now, Bezos is number one.
Yeah, they're toggling back and forth with each other between like 20 billion. They keep losing it and making it again.
Uh-huh. That's all those Ring doorbells from Christmas that was sold that got them jacked up again. You know?
Every time someone returns one, he gets knocked down just a little bit more on the list.
Every corner I turn on sound, those friggin' backup cameras with the Amazon trucks, you know, at 11 o'clock at night. Unbelievable.
Don't get caught on the expressway when there's a fleet of them going 2 miles an hour.
The big plant. Yeah, the plant is right by the West Shore there, the Amazon.
I have six or seven of them at the same time next to each other. they go out all together and they block traffic.
Well, I got to say, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, that got jobs because of Amazon. Uh-huh. But Amazon really hurt a lot of businesses.
I hate when people say that, though, because before Amazon, you were being ripped off by these mom and pop stores who were selling.
Not really. Not really.
The price. Come on.
I like going to a regular store and building a relationship with somebody. And when I know, you know, they know me, I know them. Bing, bong, boom, we're in and out, and the deal's done.
Bing, bong, boom.
I don't want to talk to Becky in Wisconsin, you know?
If you're talking to Becky in Wisconsin when you order something from Amazon, you're doing something wrong. It's two clicks, and you're done.
I like seeing people. I want to see a guy like Carmine behind this store, you know, when I want to buy something.
But the problem is that Carmine sells a marble notebook for $4 and Amazon sells it for 90 cents. So Carmine gets undercut.
Let me explain something to you, my fine feathered friend. All right? In 20 years from now, where the malls are and where the stores were and where the big shopping centers were, it's going to be vacant, barren land. All right.
So parking spots, you're
and
saying?
Tons of people are going to be out of work because of everybody buying everything online.
Well, we'll be getting stimulus checks.
You know, it's a chain reaction. Everything, it puts a lot of people out of work when you don't buy in a store. You got to buy small.
Or will
would you buy your upcoming engagement ring on Amazon?
If the price was good, yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Go see where you got to go.
Why not?
I know you, okay? Go see where you got to go, all right?
I mean,
she'd throw that ring right down the stairs if you brought it home from Amazon.
She doesn't have to know where it came from.
She's going
to
know. She's going to do a report on it. You know her. She ain't going to dilly-dally. She don't want.
As long as it's nice.
She don't want something from QBC, that one, all right?
Hey, I could get her a ring pop, and she would be okay with it.
Oh, she's not, yeah,
she's
okay.
She's not like that, you know?
She's a woman. She doesn't want no... You know,
you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Joe Causey thinks that all women are materialistic when it comes to engagement.
When
rings.
It comes to diamonds, they go look crazy. They lose their minds. All right.
You better be careful. The cancel culture doesn't.
Let me explain something to you. When a girl gets engaged, what's the first thing their friends do when they see her?
They look at the ring.
Thank you. That's the first thing they do. All right. And you can say whatever you want, but I'm right. So let's get finished with that. I got to chat to a couple of people that, you know, that reach out to us that love the podcast. I got to say hi to Frank Caputo. Is he a relative of yours, Ant?
No. Frank Caputo? No.
Yeah, Frank.
Frankie!
Mary West, right, Lou?
Yeah, Mary comments on our posts a lot. She's engaged.
Is she related to Adam?
No.
No? Hi, Mary. Mary West. Rosemary Ralston.
Rosemary, Daisy Beach.
They like us.
Yeah.
What? I mean, the only one that I would think that would like what we do here is really Frank Caputo. I can't see Rosemary liking the banter that me and you and Louie get into, you know, but it's easy. What do you think about Ken Jennings?
Oh, that's the Jeopardy guy, right?
Yeah. What do you think about that, Lou? You're a big Jeopardy guy.
No, I'm really not.
I thought you were. I thought you were, Lou.
Talk about it on the damn show.
Yeah, I know. Every time I put the morning show on, you're talking about Jeopardy with Scott.
Yeah. Oh, Scott Shannon over at CBS FM. If there's one thing that man loves, it's Jeopardy.
Yeah.
He could recap it. He could do a 50-minute podcast recap on Jeopardy.
I could just picture Scott Shannon every night at 7 o'clock sitting in front of the TV with those puffy slippers on, with a smoking jacket and a bowl of Cheetos, eating, watching Jeopardy. What do you think, huh?
Well, I think it would go something like this.
Go ahead.
I got my non-slip slippers on right now. Check this out. We got tonight's Daily Double. I can't wait to see what it's going to be. And that's only on CBS FM.
That's Scott Shannon. Look at that. I love that. But what do you think? Hey, Lou, you think Ken Jennings is going to stick around or are they going to knock him out?
No, he's going. He's going.
Why?
Because they already, Ken Jennings is a temporary host. So is God. Who's the woman that they have coming in, too?
Katie.
Okay. Yeah, but come on. That's boring. Boring. Boring.
Well, I mean, no disrespect to Alex, but that was never the show of excitement. I mean, what do you mean it's boring? They're not looking for entertainment.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, you got it's kind of stiff like that, you know? And Ken Jennings is on another show, too, I saw right now. What's the other show he's on?
It's called The Chase.
Yeah, yeah, I saw him on that. So he's making some cash.
The three greatest Jeopardy winners of all time, they're in the show together.
I'm at the game shows now. I watch that. I watch The Wall. I watch Ellen's Game of Games.
The Wall is very good. The Wall is good. I've watched The Wall. The Wall is excellent.
Yeah, this couple from New Jersey, a brother and sister, won over $900,000 on The Wall.
They were a couple or they were a brother and sister?
Brother and sister. Well, you know what I mean. Okay. They're a couple. They played as a couple, you know, and they went over $900,000.
I was going to say, Jersey's a little too north for a couple to be a brother and sister.
Oh, that was good. Very good. Very good. So how was the holidays, Ant? We didn't talk about the holidays.
They were good. Everybody got, I was going to say vaccinated, tested. Everyone got tested before we got together. But we really didn't get with a lot of people. Just, you know, my family who lives here, which is the six of us, me, my mom, my dad, my sister, my grandparents.
Yeah.
And then my uncle and his little family came over. So all together we were nine people, but it's people that we see every day. So it was a very small Christmas this year. What about you? You usually do a huge one.
No, same thing. Just us, you know, a couple. We kept it real, real, real small this year. You know, you had to, but what are you going to do? Next year it'll be a whole lot different. Next year it'll be different.
Do you think that we're going to hit like the roaring 20s after this, when this is over? Do you think there's going to be a huge, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you know, there was the plague and then there was the Renaissance right after that. Do you think that's what's going to happen here?
I don't think so.
You think we're just going to go back to ordinary life?
I think we're going to go right back to the way it was. Cause people are tired. I'm done. I am so done with this. You know, I really can't, I'm losing my mind.
I'm tired of being nervous about it. You know,
me too.
Yeah. I'm tired of coming home at the end of the day and going, God, what did I touch today that's going to kill somebody? You know, it's annoying.
I have hand sanitizers in my cup holders of my car.
Me too.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, I go through masks like crazy in my house. I mean, and Lou, you had it and so did you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not pretty. And I still get out of breath from it. Sometimes I'll be on the phone and people could still hear that I'm out of breath.
Well, you're a wimp anyway. You know, you're.
I knew that was.
You're not a strong guy.
That was a softball.
You're not a strong guy.
I saw this meme on Facebook. This is really funny. It said, 20 years from now, you'll reach into your jacket pocket and you'll find one of your old masks. And you'll look down at it and go, huh, that was a weird time. And then you'll pick up your machete and continue through the zombie wasteland that used to be America.
You know what I don't like about all this? Everybody had to follow rules and social distance. And they said, keep it small, keep it small. And then for the holidays, all these celebrities popped up, the Cardi B and this one and that one with 89 people in their house.
Because they're all hypocrites.
People. Huh?
They're all hypocrites.
Oh. You know,
every one of them, they're all bullshit artist hypocrites who just want to, they just say the things that they think are right. Even if they don't believe them, they got no backbone.
Until they get caught.
Yeah. You know? And then they write a one paragraph apology on Instagram after they get caught with no mask on or something like that. Did you see the governor or the whatever of California who's putting everybody on lockdown there? Like they're in, I don't even know what, some kind of prison. And then someone got a picture of him out at a restaurant packed with like 25 people, none of them had a mask on.
Yep, I saw that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We're the idiots that are still scared and being careful.
Well, because we know a lot of people that got it.
Yeah.
Like you guys, you had it. So you know what it was like. And you don't want to get it again. So you want to do the right thing. But other people don't feel that way. You know, they think they're beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have New Year's Eve parties with 30, like the Kardashians. They rented a $450,000 house a week to go hang out, and it was like they had their own private party.
Right. You don't think they had a bunch of people there? Come on.
Of course they did.
I know.
Of course they did. What do you think about him and Kanye, huh? What do you think about that, Ant?
Oh,
now's your shot.
I love that you're so concerned about the Kardashians getting divorced.
Yeah, because this is crazy. You know, it's. Let me tell you something. This is going to get nuts. This is going to get so crazy because, for one, he's worth, what, $1.7 billion?
Mm-hmm.
All right? She's worth about $500 million. Now, already off the boat, they're saying that she has to get $1 million a year from him for every year that they're married. That's like a basic thing.
Wow.
So they're married, what, about 10 years, I think? 8 years?
Maybe a little bit less, but yeah, around okay. there.
So she's getting $8 million bingo right off the top there, which she doesn't even need, right?
No.
And then she's going to get part of the shoe empire, you know, the recording empire. She's going to make a lot of cash on him. It's going to get ugly.
Of course she is. Of course she is. But she put up with a lot of crap with him, too, because he went nuts.
Hey, well, so did he.
Well, he put up with crap. He knew what he was getting into.
I know.
I mean, he knew what he was getting
into. That's a nutty bunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nutty bunch, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
How many times
with Ray J. They can make a part two.
How many times have all those sisters been married, Lou?
I don't keep count. Carol.
You're a Kardashian fan, Lou.
No, I'm.
Come on, you're a Kardashian.
Kendall's pretty hot, though. The one.
Yeah, she is.
Kendall's like the natural looking one.
Which one's that? Oh, that's the tall one, right?
The real skinny one.
Yeah, there's a really big one.
Well, Kylie is the cosmetic one, right?
The young
one with the cosmetic companies.
But the rest of them,
yeah.
No thanks.
No?
Nah.
I thought you were a fan. I thought you were a Kimmer.
Yeah, no. I gotta agree with him. None of them do anything for it. It's just plastic bag.
Come on.
With lipstick.
Let me explain something to you right now. Let's put the cards on the table now, all
go
right?
Go ahead.
Who do I like?
Yeah.
My wife, who do I like?
Exactly. She must have just walked down the steps behind him in the basement.
No, she didn't. That's close the door. Close the door, Lucille, all right? What was I saying? No,
that was perfect. That was perfect.
Bring the dog upstairs, will you? The dog's coming down now. Bring the dog up. All right.
That is...
I had a good time. Had a good time with the podcast. This one, good time around.
Yes, so
what's your main goal for 2021, Ann? I want to know what's your quest? What's your impossible dream?
My impossible dream.
Yeah. What do you want for 2021?
God, I just hit me with this interview question right at the end of the podcast.
I've saved this question all week to tell you this. I want to know.
My impossible dream for 2021.
Right, I'll let you think about it, Lou.
Okay.
What's your main thing for 2021? What do you want?
I'd rather read out some of the new places that are listening to us. I got nothing for 2021. I want to be
nothing.
That's it.
He wants to be alive. I kind of agree with him. That's what my impossible 2021. I just want everything to go back to normal.
I want the biggest
news story of the day to be Kim Kardashian and Kanye West getting divorced. That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want everything to go back to normal. Uh-huh. Who do you want to say hi to, Lou?
There's a few places that have started listening to us, like our numbers in these certain areas have gone up big time.
So okay, like who? Where?
I want to shout out everyone in Trenton, New Jersey. That we
love Trenton.
75% listener increase.
Bridgeport, Connecticut. Wow.
And these, I don't know how, Budapest and Hungary.
Oh, I have a big flu of following in Budapest.
I heard.
I do.
Increase in listenership.
I have a couple of. I have a guy that bought a Cadillac part from me. His name is Achnod, and he wanted a caddy emblem for his car, and I sent it to him in Budapest, and that must have helped me out a lot with that one.
Did you send him like an advertisement for the Brooklyn Zone podcast?
Yes, I did. That's exactly what I did.
That's how. Well, you know, we may just move the whole friggin' show to Budapest at this point.
It would be great. I would love it. I would love it. You know me. I haven't been on a plane in a long time. I got to go somewhere.
I miss that so much. What I would give to walk down that hallway.
Well, you're a jet setter. You know, you fly all the time.
I would spend my last dollar traveling.
I know.
I love it. Why not? Do it. Do it while you can. Because one day you're going to be too old to, and you can only watch it on YouTube instead.
That's what I'm doing right now. I tell my wife, where are we going tonight? Oh, let's watch Mighty Ships on the Discovery Channel. Let's see where we're going to sail tonight. Like two imbeciles in the living room. There you go.
I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS-FM with our producer, Louie Louie. And we will catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast. Have a great week. Stay safe. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.